Marka Daily Bible Fellowship, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I praise God, my Lord Savior Jesus, for giving me the privilege of being with you, joining in the cloud conference, or you can call Zoom meetings. Also thank the church leadership and Pastor Chandran for giving the privilege of ministering God's word this morning. Also, I'm so grateful to the Lord for the beautiful Hindi song the couple sang, the duet. Beautiful. You really, you know, almost gave an introduction for today's topic. And I also take the opportunity to convey the love and regards and greetings and prayers from South Delhi Congregation DBF to all of you. Also, dear brothers and sisters, what a privilege for us to stay in the home healthy, to sit in front of this service and worship the Lord. As you know, my heart is also pained to see many are scattered on the road waiting for admission in the hospital, or rather lying in the hospital uncared, even unbothered, because there are not enough staff to attend. But sure, in so many ways, the Lord has attended to. And also the passage, it was all read out to us. You know, it is so meaningful to all of us because we, the people of God, trust the word. Today, as I enter the sharing of the word, once again, let us look to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us, as your beloved children, to come into your presence from our respective homes through this facility. Also, we are grateful to you, O Lord, for sustaining us. Although many of our beloved are called to glory, we know those of us who are left behind are given, endorsed, and entrusted with the mission of our Lord Savior Jesus to carry on. So now too, as we meditate from this book of Judges and from this chapter 4 and from the life of Deborah, minister to us. Make your sweet sounding voice to be heard in our ears, and that make our hearts responding to the ministry of your word. Lord, hide me under the shadow of the cross, and let the name of Christ be glorified, lifted up. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I grew up in a church where only we know the starting time of the church, morning 9 o'clock on Sunday. And we don't know when the final message and the last word of benediction will come. So I'm not going to go like that. And Chandran can probably make a guess which church I come from in my early days. Thank you. But at the same time, I also know blessed are those who preach within the stipulated time and they will be invited again. So let us look to God's word. As you read rightly from Judges chapter 4, and I fixed my focus for this meditation with a theme called Rising to the Challenge. Rising to the Challenge. I know we are all confronted by too many challenges which we never experienced or encountered in life. And we are going to look how we can rise up through the life of Deborah to the challenges that are before us. This, to set the background, the book of Judges is one book. It is like a roller coaster. And if you really go through the number of judges, rulers, and military commanders, easily you can count there were around 12 judges. And I put the additional one along with Barak. There was a lady called Deborah, the prophetess. And lately we move into the book of 1 Samuel, where we see Eli and Samuel. So there were 15 judges, rulers, who were bringing God's rule post the rule of Joshua. After Moses and Joshua, it was a roller coaster for the people of Israel for nearly 300 to 350 years. And in the middle, we come across this great woman called Deborah. If you look at Deborah, it's a stunning figure and very heroic in her performance, outstanding character amidst all the men whom we refer across the whole of Bible. I don't know how much we read Book of Judges. The moment you think of Judges, only Gideon and Samson may come as an outstanding heroic figures. Remember, Deborah is part of the same book. Yes, in the general outlook of all the leadership, if you see, there are some people who make outstanding things. Okay, they make things happen. And that's what we see, how Deborah rose up to the challenge, and we are called to raise up to the challenge. And there are some people who are sitting, you know, the spectators, and they are just watching and clapping. And there are some people who scratch their head, not knowing what to do. And here we come to this great performer, the one lady whom we see, a prophet. She was a judge, she was a warrior, also worshipper. We look at her life under the subtitle called Character of Credibility. Character of Credibility. I do understand that character of credibility, it is not something, you know, a kind of what I would say, talent or gift that is inbound or naturally in you. This has to be nurtured and groomed and brought before the people. And this woman, when you look at her simple background narrated here, we don't know how she originated, which family she belonged. Okay, now I know because Brother Chandran, you know, and his wife, they come from such a beloved family which are known to me. I can keep on narrating about them, but Deborah, you don't see any of her background. Beautiful. Anyway, but she came, sprang out of, out of unknown origin of people or descendants. And but the simple introduction, Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel. At that time, she held court under the palm of Deborah. It is not a five-star palm hotel, but there's a palm of Deborah. And it was, you know, between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. I hope she made her, you know, establishment. And how she could come as a woman of credibility. And by the way she judged and the way people came to her, surely indicative of her attentive ears, listening ears, and her very nature of being available and her nature of being trustworthy. And they could disclose their disputes and find a sure judgment. When we think of a court scene, the judge sits and hears both the sides' arguments, both defense and by the accused. So what we see there in the character of this person, the character of credibility is an outstanding character. Look at our lives. How credible my life as a child of God, if I have to present before my church and to the rest of the world or the community I'm living in. And how credible my life can be. Can people trust me and endorse me and hand over certain things for judgment and to discern and determine and hand over a final verdict or give a final decision or settle the matter? This is one of the important characters given I are called to have at this point of challenging situation. We need to raise now because the Lord has honored ancient. We may come from unknown place, from unknown family. We don't need to come from a renowned leader's family or from a renowned location of geographical location in country, India or abroad. You know, I don't need to have a tag of a particular a state or country or even continent, but the Lord is raising you. When He is raising you, how much I am nurturing within me the credibility, the trustworthiness, and how she could become also. When she was given that role as a judge, we see here that she was bold. She was, you know, one person who was ready to receive and disperse people with proper judgment. And that is where I need God's wisdom in me. I need to understand and own up that credibility the Lord is imparting. When God has cleansed you with His blood and unctioned and anointed with His Holy Spirit and given the task of being a peacemaker or a person to discern in this world and dissent and bring about, you know, the peacemaking, compromise between people, do I own up that responsibility? We see this woman being a God-sent woman at that point of time, own that responsibility to be a credible woman, a woman without any blemish, a woman without any other distortion of justice. She delivered justice. She, in that way, my life has to be groomed and nurtured to raise at a challenging hour like that. And I need to deliver that equality of receiving people and bringing peace in that. And now what we see the next in her life and through her life, we can understand is she encountered or countered hostility or the enemy. The hostility is such that if you read from chapter 4, it is described in the first paragraph, chapter 4, verse 1 following. After he who died, the Israelites once again did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera. Remember Jabin and Sisera, who lived in Harosheth, Hagoyim, because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. So the hostility was such, narrated, they were under the suppressive hands of Sisera, and who were cruelly treating. These people of God, having come out of the cruel treatment of Egyptians, where they served as slaves, again were sold off, and because of the failure of Israel, they were once again under the cruel hands. That was a time the Lord was facing Barak, along with Barak, the greatest woman. And so, think of the hostility Deborah was trying to address when she called this man Barak. How she encounters, she called up Barak, saying, verse 6, she sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead the way to Mount Tabor. I will view Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands." So, she is setting the scenery very clear to Barak, whom she is calling and handing over a big responsibility to counter hostility. I don't think you and I would do that. I know hostility is going on, the war is going on, raging between Hamas and Israelites, this country Israel, between Gaza. What a amount of, you know, the cruelty that is going on, whichever side you want to take it, that's up to you. And we know when war is raging, facing an enemy is not so easy. And the enemy right here described is more powerful than Israelites, because Already they are dealing with these people with cruelty. And so when Deborah deliberated, commanded, she had commanded with authority, God-given authority, courage, and faith. And she was not wavering. If you look at the way she commanded, she is giving the counter to the enemies through the word of God and through what God has commanded to her. And she is calling Barak to take it up. And she's not giving any scope of doubt. It is very clear victory described and given. You know, she is giving a military planning also. Look at that. Commanding the commander is not so easy. Charging the soldier is not so easy. And giving, you know, military tactics, they are not, you know, a woman's skills, or they were not her given, you know, personality. But she gave a confident command. So in our lives, to raise up to the challenge, how I face the hostile situation. The situation we exist right now is nothing, no friendly atmosphere anywhere. Even the most friendly people, the doctors or nurses, you know, they need to apply so much. They take the pressure upon them. They need to be very firm what they have to do, what they have not to do. And so in a surrounding of hostility, everybody and their patience and their power of faith, everything is put to challenge. And that is how this woman at a, you know, very difficult moment took up this conflict with confidence. And she is giving a command. And what would lead the team or the people to achieve at the end when she gave the counter command for facing the hostility, she took in her what God has given to her, what God has ordered her to do. We too face so many situations arising in this country or even other places or in different states. There are people sometimes rage against all of us. But who is my commander? Who is giving me the command to face these challenges? As we sang right in the beginning, the song that I would call it again to sing it again all over, I am saying we are people standing on the grounds of victory, we are conquerors, and nothing can come against us. We can go boldly. We can simply say, problem, you are not too big. My God is big, bigger than the problem. We sing beautiful songs based on the theme. So he countered the hostility with faith. And do I have that faith? How many times I've hunted down by doubt? What happened to Barak? What did Barak say here? Barak said to her in verse 8, if you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. It is like, you know, the child telling the mother, mom, if you don't come with me, dad, if you don't come with me, mate, I will not get out. Okay? People, or small children are afraid of the dogs outside, or the cats outside, or the darkness outside. They call mom, dad, please come, or bhaiya, come along with me. So Barak was a commander or a military leader. He's calling a woman to come with him. Okay, so now the third point in the final point under this topic, she was able to clinch victory. What did she say to Barak? Verse 9, very well, Deborah said, I will go with you, but because of the way you are going about this, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman. So Deborah went with Barak. She is going, clinching victory, achieving victory, with surety of victory, a claim for victory. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord has won the victory for us on the cross of Calvary. So now we can go with Deborah. How did Deborah go? A woman is called for warfare, boss. I don't know where to place that. And probably in the present day modern military or defense system, we have more women recruited and they are fighter pilots. They are even leading the artillery in the forefront of warfare. Very good. Praise the Lord. And here, but to Barak, a woman needed to accompany. And but she goes with that humility. And she said, Sisera will be handed down to you, handed over to you. Jabin will be defeated. But remember, the victory is going to come through another woman. Her name is Jael. Jael. I have a wonderful sister called Jael. And my dad named her Jael based on the same Victor who, you know, took the iron pin, you know, 10 pin and nailed with a hammer in the head of or forehead of Sisera. You can read the rest of the story. So, she clinched the victory in the name of Jesus. We sing songs, you know, in the name of Jesus, we have victory. Hallelujah. Yes, we had it. Yes, how did it go? Number one, we see how she could clinch the victory because she aligned with God. Aligned with God. And she went with the availability within her, with the power of the Lord working in her. She acted with faith and she was going to achieve the victory. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, as we conclude now, let us reflect for ourselves. When it comes even to share the gospel, how much we are getting frightened in these days? We become so doubtful whether the person will be attentive or not. That is fair enough to doubt. But do I go with that same credibility God has given? Because the gospel I, you know, preach, I need to take it at a challenging hour like this, raise up above the challenges and present it as something, as a solution for the present day situation. Well, we may say, oh, our prayers are not being answered. When we prayed for so many dear ones, they passed away. To be very frank, last nearly 10 days, I was, you know, in a big pain of losing my own sister who served in Gujarat for years and years. And the children are, you know, left not able to come and meet us. I'm not able to meet them. Yes, the Lord didn't answer the prayers, but only eternity we will come to know. Because not that these are given to us. But am I taking, even now, with surety, with credibility, what God has given to me as a person to spread the gospel, the flame of gospel? Do I have the character of credibility? Unless otherwise you experience, as did Deborah experience, God's command in her life, power in her life, delivering of God's word to others is not going to be very easy. So, God has given this command of preaching the gospel, salvation to others with boldness. We don't need to be reluctant. We don't need to be afraid of what is hostility outside. Put up our faith. And at the same time, think of the hostility will be all the time is going to rage. Never will diminish. It is not going to give a conducive atmosphere. You know, everybody will say, praise the Lord, brother, come, preach the gospel. Oh, yes, we accept Jesus. They'll put up the hands and come forward. Don't assume that kind of conducive atmosphere is going to come. There will be more hostility anticipated. In such circumstances, will we face up to the challenge? Now the challenge is to minister to the sick and suffering and stand with them and pray. Bring hope, bring in God's touch upon them through our touch, through our words of comfort. Yes, when God is going to use, he doesn't look at what kind of person you are, a woman or a man, young child or big child. We know to the greatest commander, Haman, a small young girl was used to send him for healing from his leprosy. And you know, you can be anybody. That's what we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to 28. I would like to read it in our closing. Just come along with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. Well, you can be anybody, a woman or man, or from any background or any state or any country you may belong, but God is calling you today, raise up to the challenges that we are facing. In the life of Deborah, we have seen that. So, in conclusion, let us, accept the challenge. Take up the challenge. Embrace the challenge. And go with the people of God. She accompanied. She made herself available. You would see in the fifth chapter, it's a song of praise and worship. You see her worshiping, overflowing with worship. May God make us as such people will be available to accompany and also take the challenge and clinch the victory, because Jesus has clinched the victory on the cross of Calvary. How wonderful we will be in praising and worshiping the Lord at the end of the day. And many who passed away couldn't see victory over COVID are rejoicing. God has given the ultimate victory, delivered them from so much of their challenges upon this year. That's how I look at my sister's own life. She is celebrating, are rejoicing. She clinched the final victory, crowned in glory, crown God is giving. And when we walk in the triumphal march, yes, we go with him. Yes, are we ready to accompany the people of God also? Go with surety, faith, and courage. May we race to the challenges God has placed in our time, in our generation. May God bless you. I would like to have a small prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we are nobody when we consider ourselves. Nothing, Lord, we are so meritorious or we are of any heroic nature in by our personality. But Lord, through us, your name is magnified and glorified as much as it has happened in the life of Deborah. We will arise as a mother of Israel, as a mother or father for this country to bring deliverance, O Lord. And as much as she became such a great, wonderful woman of model for all of us, we will be also. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.